In the spirit of Storm Fag or Social Justice Warrior, there is a quiz here called Anita Sarkeesian or Jack Thompson. Let's try it. We have a nation of children in schools who spent hundreds of hours on mass murder machines that teach them it's glamorous that it's fun to kill human beings. That sounds like Jack Thompson. There you go. Video games are art imitating life, and you get a bleed over of life imitating art. That sounds like the sort of thing Sarkeesian would say. Damn. Almost every school shooter is immersed in violent entertainment. Now, I'm certain this is Thompson because it didn't mention men. Ha! Games don't just entertain. Intentional or not, they always express a certain set of values that present us with concepts of normalcy. Sounds like Sarkeesian, doesn't it? It's dangerously irresponsible to be creating games in which players are encouraged and even required to perform violence. I'm guessing that's Thompson. Damn. Could have been either one, couldn't it? We need to seriously address connections between violence, sexism, and toxic ideas of... Yeah, okay, thanks, Anita. Are you crazy? People are threatening to kill me. Either report what I have said, having been provided the emails, or stop bothering me. I'm guessing that's Thompson. Yeah, they both got death threats, obviously, because Jack Thompson was a woman. Grand Theft Auto is the gravest assault on children in this country since polio. Now, I don't think Anita Sarkeesian is old enough to remember polio. Ha. If you get started playing violent video games, you're more likely to copycat the behaviours in the game. Jack Thompson? Again, could have been either one. Brutal violence has been normalised and glamorised and celebrated in gaming for so long. Sounds like Macintosh to me. Oh. Wow, that really sounded like Macintosh as well. Fucking Jesus. Wow, 7 out of 10. Hey, I've been saying it. Their arguments are the same. Aren't they, Bob?